Good morning. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Meg Kerr. Wednesday morning, 9:20, the 20th day of the ninth month, and combines are rolling ahead of what could be, well, within 24 hours, we expect a quarter to a half inch of rain to fall for a couple days, Thursday and Friday, and another quarter to a half inch of rain possible this weekend. And depending on where the thunderstorms roll, some areas could be double that. Although it may not be a widespread general coverage four-day soaker, it'll likely be a harvest-stopping rain. Now, 10 days away from the end of September, the current farm bill expires September 30th. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said this week the chamber would try to pass a farm bill by the end of the year, but first, McCarthy must navigate a potential government shutdown. Reaching the finish line on time? Not likely, according to Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
I believe we'll be able to avert it, but it is really up to the House and up to the negotiations that Speaker McCarthy is engaged in. I want to just say on the Senate side, we are proceeding with our funding bills in a very orderly manner. We have three appropriations bills up before the Senate this week, and the votes so far have been overwhelmingly bipartisan and supportive, but it seems like they're undertaking a very partisan approach on the House side.
House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson says he's still waiting for farm bill help from the administration and the Congressional Budget Office.
We're waiting on data from the Congressional Budget Office. We've given them a number of proposals. USDA has been pretty good with their technical assistance, but we need more of that to come in.
Ag Secretary Vilsack says he's less concerned about timing despite the current bill's September 30th expiration.
We're going to get a farm bill. It's just the question of what will the farm bill be, right? It's not a question of when. It's going to happen.
Meantime, Ag Senator Chuck Grassley, on his weekly call with farm journalists, sounded a more pessimistic note, arguing Democrats don't want to give up any food stamp money and share it with producers.
That is not going to enhance the protection that farmers need. And it's just ridiculous that this is holding up a bipartisan bill.
Grassley says, quote, we are running out of time and a one-year extension may be needed without a farm bill by Christmas. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
I have much greater hope that we will see the farm bill completed by the end of the year. I know that there's been a lot of progress at the staff level in terms of working through various contentious issues on the Senate side. I think the realistic goal is by the end of the year, not by the end of the month.
This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break and see if the markets are continuing their overnight upside momentum.